Today's theme this morning is sharing the gospel and love of Christ to others. And I think this is a perfect, Matthew 3:33-34 is perfect for today, because when you share your life as a good life and live right, then you share the gospel of love of Christ to others. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to thee, O Lord, and give glory and honor to you, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Today, may the peace of God be with you. Start to live well. Celebrate the gift of life through the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Last night, we joined friends and relatives rejoicing with Jonathan and celebrating his 50th birthday. It was a wonderful, I could say awesome, gift of many years and love from friends poured into his life. When you reach a kind of milestone in your life, it calls for a celebration. That was a good celebration. I thought of this week, seek ye first topic, knowing I will stand before many young people I knew, most of them, and I consider you like my children. Several of you are not even born yet when I first started attending this church. Living right and looking to Jesus will be the emphasis of this message today. Live right and look upon Jesus, or to Jesus, for strength and wisdom and direction. We no longer live in a simple generation. Yes, we can do things faster in Asia. Now with the touch of our button or a touch of the screens. But it does not mean we are living righter or smarter or freer from worry and concerns. We are in an age when we may be most prone to mistakes or accidents and personal breaches of our freedom. We are in an age when one can hack and dip into our personal data or lives without knowing it. To me, access to the information is not mind-boggling anymore. I called it mind-googling. Ahmad Al-Safia, a Red Cross information technology specialist, said, "The problem in relying on this specific technology, those who puts us in a risk of actually isolating those who do not have access to this technology, those who are not connected." You may think of your grandparents, you may think of the senior people, those who are not, cannot cope or catch up with the modern technology. Sometimes we are isolated with them because they are disconnected and not familiar with the computer or social networking. But there is an urgency to live with caution and discipline. Otherwise, we will be overwhelmed and crushed by the new technology instead of being helped. I wish I could elaborate, because Sherry would like me to have a shorter message today because we are going somewhere else. But anyway, this is once in 10 years, I joke Jonathan that I will make a longer message if I will, but of course this is just within the time limit. I have prepared a very short note. Technology is very helpful in the field of education and industries, but it could also pose a great threat to humanity and spirituality if one is not careful or discerning. Texts and emails take the place of writing letters, Christmas cards, birthday notes, and screens replace face-to-face encounters. Like, for instance, birthday of Jonathan, we were seeing the FaceTime of Auntie Nati from the Philippines, which is about 8,000 miles. And they could hear us. We could not hear them because it was noisy inside the Manila restaurant. So that's the kind of thing that it's the screens and monitors replace the face-to-face encounters, personal touch. But we need not lose one important aspect. As we continue to face newness and modernities that can engulf our lives and forget the right direction in life, we can go to Jesus and still have Androids or tablets and iPads. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, the good shepherd. Be a person who speaketh wisdom and his tongue talketh of judgment. And the law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Proverbs 37:30, we are reminded. You cannot boast of what you have today. I thought if I have a lot of money or a high college education or I have a good wife or a good home and a nice car, I'm all set already. No. Even government can be helpless. It can shut down. Wall Street can collapse. Social Security may not be there anymore when you retire. Or what you do today, a great earthquake or tsunami can hit anytime. But come what may, our strong refuge is the Lord. You can reach your goal and have a fulfilled life if you have Jesus in your life, and he is the GPS that will tell you, recalculate, if you are heading toward disaster. Now turn to me, to the book of Jeremiah, to see that you cannot defend on your possessions or skills. Let not a wise man boast of his wisdom, and let the mighty man boast of his might. Let not a rich man boast of his riches, but let him boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for I delight in these things, declared the Lord. Jeremiah 9:23-24. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure it out everything on your own. Listen to God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, he is the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Proverbs 3:5, Message version of the Bible. And probably this is the closest thing to what I have been preaching for you today. That means go to the Word for advice. Go to the Word for advice. Ask your mom and dad. Ask friends. They can help you a lot. We don't know it all. This is the reason for God's grace, which the group sang, that His grace is enough for all of us. Ask questions, seek advices, read good books, join fellow Christians, pray, visit the sick. Help someone. Word of God is the sole authority and power behind living right. Don't stray from it again, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Now, what is the kingdom of God? You may ask. Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 4:17, the kingdom of God is not eating, is not drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. I think the Holy Spirit was with us last night. When we sang, when we ate, when we celebrated, we joined in celebrating Jonathan's 50th birthday. Because we started it in a good, poor thing, we started it with a prayer to bless Jonathan, his family, and all the friends who supported him there. Now, can we attain living right and looking to Jesus every day? Yes, according to a New York bestseller, Joyce Meyer, we can live above interpersonal conflict that is causing serious damage and difficulties in our lives, straining marriages, embittering our children and causing discord in our churches by following some important practical and spiritual steps. We can do that. First, Joyce Meyer emphasized having a life that fully trusts in God, that He died on the cross for our sins. Although God knows we are weak and we stumble often, we can trust in His ways and His plans. God knows our weaknesses and sins, and He cannot expect us to love Him all the time. God knows that we cannot love Him all the time. It means you will not be here all Sundays to worship Him, expecting you will worship Him without doubt and concerns or worries. There will be the time, our moods, or that your thermometer of faith is down. But God will not change His mood, will not change His love, will not change His character. He still loves you. His grace is always on a standby. God loves you regardless of all your faults. His blessing will flow no matter what you do or hear and see, right or wrong, within this building, the sanctuary. Forgive others. It is the only way God will forgive us. Joyce Meyer said, make forgiving your lifestyle. Choose forgiveness and you choose life. It happens almost every day that one is forgiving and one is receiving the forgiveness. It happened to us yesterday when our plumbing clogs during the heat or the time we were so busy, the main plumbing on the street clog, and you know, we are scouting for help. And sometimes emotions flared up and you said something wrong, or you know, and you ask for forgiveness and you have to accept it. You choose Jesus when you forgive. Accept your kids, your spouses, as they are. And live in harmony and unity with other believers. Health is wealth. Take care of your body. Brian, my son, is always reminding us to exercise. Avoid worrying because it causes stress and fatigue. Exercise regularly and practice balanced diet. A life that is focused on Jesus is a life of love and correct living. Love abides in him that abides in Jesus. Peter, 1 Peter 8:11 says, "Do you really love life? Then stop saying cruel things and quit telling lies. Give up your evil ways and do right as you find and follow the road of peace." In Proverbs 3:1-5 said, "My child, remember my teaching and instructions and obey them completely. They will help you live a long, prosperous life." The kingdom of God is Jesus' righteousness. It is joy and the peace that surpasses all understanding. The all things mentioned in our scripture reading mean that what you will eat, what you will wear, what you will drink, look up to him, to Jesus, and this will not consume or worry you. God will provide, because his grace is enough. If God knows a sparrow falls to the ground, how much more he will take care of you who are much more valuable than a sparrow. My dear children and friends, keep your eyes on Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross. Not only will he provide the things you need in this life, and he will also cause you to live right and save for success. Keep your heart ablaze with passion for Jesus and his kingdom. And you know that we cannot walk on water, but Peter did. He was focused on the Lord when he walked to the water. But the moment he takes his eyes and minds up to Jesus, he begins to sink. Don't take your eyes away from Jesus. Jesus is the reason for our living. If you do these things, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. God's grace is sufficient for all of us. His promise to those who seek his kingdom first, it will be done. Amen.